With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Students from elementary to college age are having to learn virtually since the spread of COVID-19 closed their classrooms, and Colorado Mountain College is among them. That switch to being completely online has been quite a change. Alexa Voorhees graduates in May from Colorado Mountain College, and she says she's worked hard to get all A's for her Associates of Arts degree.
So I'm graduating with that, and then I'm going to be going to CU Boulder.
Voorhees is excited to graduate and was looking forward to having her grandmother visit from out of state to celebrate. But with the spread of COVID-19, college administrators postponed all spring graduation ceremonies.
I'm really bummed. I was looking forward to it, you know, because you work really hard on your degree.
So she and over 700 others at the college's 11 campuses around Colorado won't walk across the graduation stage. Graduates aren't the only ones feeling the impacts of COVID-19. Faculty, administrators, and staff are too. They had to quickly transition all in-person classes to online learning. Kay Reines-Cesark is an associate professor of art at Colorado Mountain College's Aspen campus, and now she's teaching art virtually.
I think of it as a challenge or an opportunity for students and me as their teacher to engage in a different way and to maybe dig a little deeper into some topics that we wouldn't normally do face-to-face.
Topics like chemistry behind ceramic glaze, and instead of using clay, her students now create drawings and paintings that connect to their previous ceramic artwork. Reines-Cesark says everyone seems to be enjoying her classes.
I know that most everyone is looking forward to returning to face-to-face instruction in the future, but for now, they've all expressed how much they like having our virtual meetings and that to look forward to, and for that to be a way to engage and learn.
But she says not every student has access to the internet or computer. So campus administrators extended withdrawal dates from courses to help students who may not have financial or technological resources. The school also waived tuition, fees, and textbook costs for some students for the upcoming summer semester. Catherine Reggio is the Vice President of Academic Affairs at Colorado Mountain College. She explains why the administration made these decisions.
We've tried to take some pressure and stress out of thinking, oh my gosh, I have to be online, and I've never done this before, and I'm really questioning if I can be successful in this environment.
Reggio says she is confident professors are offering the same level of education they were when they were taught in the actual classroom.
You have to create that inspiration and that curiosity for learning. And the material all by itself doesn't do that, right? It's always the connection between students and faculty that invokes that curiosity and exploration.
Reines-Cesark says she's actually noticed stronger connections with students now that her classes are virtual.
I think I've made myself probably more available to my students during this crisis, and I've had, in some instances, even more contact one-on-one and in a group with them, because I believe very strongly that continuing to have that connection will help foster their creativity and their growth as a student and as an artist.
But for Voorhees, she says the transition to online for her creative writing class has been a challenge.
It was nice to get to go to campus and be in a room with a bunch of other creative writers who could share their opinions with you in real time. And now with online classes, it's kind of lost a little bit.
The college acknowledges this is a strange time, but it's also opened eyes to the possibility of online learning. And Colorado Mountain College officials announced last week they will hold a virtual commencement ceremony in May to honor graduates like Voorhees who've worked so hard. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.